Yeah, I mean, I don't want to take extra time for you, but if you don't mind.
And like on the mountain.
Okay, that would be great.
People in the rocks and stuff to make.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order, please. I'd like to call the Columbia City Common Council to order tonight at 6:01, October 27th. Call to order. You pledge allegiance? Dan, you want to lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weagle.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Griffith absent. Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
Thank you. In your package is the minutes from the last meeting. Is any corrections or any comments? If not, I would stand for recommendation to approve.
Hello.
Diane.
The first by Dan, second by Ted. Any discussion? If not, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried as presented, or for people are present. Thank you. Okay, Beth, we're going to put you right up number one tonight.
Okay, thank you.
The last meeting, we had some good discussion and some good recommendations, and I appreciate Beth sticking around tonight to so she can share with us some of the things that have, some of the verbiage has been changed or been added for, this is for the FMLA.
Okay, when we left 2 weeks ago, there was some discussion about adding some language so that we could utilize non-consecutive days, and I did add that in B4. Previously, the policy that we had 2 weeks ago, if you look at 4 and 5, there on B4 and 5, 4 would have read, for purposes of the above bereavement, it must be consecutive days within a lot of time frame, and it would have followed with number 5 there if the funeral memorial is delayed. That was number 4 at the time. So what I did was I separated out that and put that as number 5. And then added extenuating circumstances language so that if extenuating circumstances arise, the bereavement leave may be taken as non-consecutive days with prior written approval by the mayor and clerk treasurer. We had talked about having it approved by the mayor and human resources. The form actually has the clerk treasurer sign off on it. So that's why I put it that way, so that it's consistent with the form. But it can always start with me. We usually do that with a lot of the leaves. It starts with me, and then I get the signature. So Form TT must be completed and turned into me then. And the city reserves the right to decline requests for non-consecutive days, also if it interferes with work schedule. And that doesn't mean that we can't allow it at a different time, but we do have to take into consideration the work schedules of the department. And then the other thing that I think was wanting to be added was A1, son-in-law and daughter-in-law were added in there. I think those were the two basic ones that should be accepted.
I think it sounds good.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. So this, as you know, was presented to the Board of Works 2 weeks ago, approved and waiting for the recommendation from council. Amendments have been identified and changed. Do we have to do this at first reading, or can we?
No, it's fine, because it's just I do have asked that we make this effective December 1st.
Oh, yes, thank you. I would ask that just so that I have time to present this in meetings to the different departments in conjunction with our insurance meetings. We have those usually in November. That way I have a chance to go over the policy with every employee at that time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll entertain a motion to approve as read.
So moved.
Second.
Recommended by Jennifer, second by Ted, to accept again the addendums and changes that have been presented. We have first and second, and any other discussion before I call for a vote? For all those in favor, please raise your right hand. Motion carried for those who are present. And thank you, Beth. Appreciate the hard work.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you come back in 2 weeks?
So, who makes the addendums? You guys or she? She does, okay. Okay, next in line, again, as you notice, the superintendents have been excused if they had nothing urgent to come before the board because of being proactive with COVID and safety. We do have amendment for fire prevention code. This is for the second and final reading of the Knox box. Is there any comments or questions that we need to be aware of? With no comments, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Ted presented it a second by Jennifer to approve the Knoxbach code for second and final reading. Any further discussion before I call vote? If not, all in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried. Okay, we have a guest with us tonight. Hi, Nathan.
Hey.
I don't think
guest
that's
is
fine.
A great word, but
is your mic on?
I don't know whether we can hear you good enough. Beth was a little weak. No, you have to push that button good and bad.
Here.
Okay.
For the record, Nathan Belger, Planning Director. Before you tonight for first reading is somewhat unusual. It's an ordinance change to the subdivision code, and this has been almost 2 years in the works. Stemmed from a request from the fire department. Kind of wish the fire chief could step around, but no, not a problem. And some concern that we had, particularly about Deer Chase and the ongoing number of lots being added to Deer Chase out there, basically off of one entrance, that being Deport Drive. And while there are a couple of future extensions that might be tied into other streets, those are pretty far out in the future right now. So that was the starting point back in early 2019, and over much Planning Commission and I and then others did research and have developed some changes that are before you. And hopefully the memo that I provided was sufficient to explain the different things. And then Dan and Walt were on Planning Commission, so look more at you, Jen, and Thad. You've got questions on this. Just a quick summary, though, is if you're doing a new subdivision and you have 40 lots or fewer, you can do that off of one point of access to a perimeter street. Additional changes also require substreets towards future undeveloped properties. So if you just 40 lots with nothing but fields around you, you can have one access to the adjacent street and then step streets to the undeveloped properties surrounding. Once you cross that 40 lot threshold, then you have to have a second point of egress, unless you get a waiver from the Planning Commission. But the way this is worded, waivers of this particular requirement are intended to be difficult to have. But there are times that you may be locked in and can't have any other option. So what that means is a developer really has to plan for what happens with that 41st lot and subsequent. That is built upon, again, the research. The Indiana Fire Code suggests, but does not mandate, a 30-lot threshold. Some places have 45, some places have 60. Other places use other mechanisms. So just to make it relatively simple, the Planning Commission opted for a 40-lot threshold. Allows a decent-sized first section of subdivision, maybe two if you do 20 lot fees. And then you, so you can get going with the first section before you have to go ahead and put in that second entrance. So that's the basics of it. Also added in is a similar provision that even within the subdivision, no more than 40 lots can go through any one particular point. So that effectively says that you can have 40 lots maximum on any cul-de-sac, no matter what length, up to the maximum length. You can't have more than 40 lots. It would be a big deal. But more importantly, in Eagle Glen, and what I showed you in the attachment, Eagle Glen's OOP roads are an example of what would be prohibited by that 40 lot maximum through any one point. So that too was a concern because it's effectively the same thing. It's just internal to the subdivision. So those changes are what's included. Like I said, it's the access points for lots, and then also some changes to strengthen the substreets. And then section 3.03 is also being added or changed, modified, to include a requirement at the primary plat stage to have a sectionalization plan, meaning that it's a plan for what will your sections be to show how you're complying with these 40 lots and so on. And beneficial for the Planning Commission and staff to know what's coming up. It's also beneficial to the developers so that they can intelligently plan their infrastructure to meet the requirements that we now have. And in our discussions as the committee and the Planning Commission, the developers that we talked with, and then engineers that were also available, all felt like as long as they knew what the rules were, the intent is definitely something they could get behind so they could work with this. So that, in a nutshell, is what's being proposed with these subdivision code changes. As an aside, I also have a whole bunch of other little modifications and obsolete updates and stuff like that, and that's probably going to come in December. So different topic, but another case. So any questions for me?
Well, I do have one. Mm-hmm. So, if Eagle Glen adds more, if they are, I guess, really, they can't add more to this one section. If they were to add more to a particular section that only has one access point, they have to, or is it retroactive?
It is not, because Eagle Glen has a primary plat already that was approved in 1994, whenever it was originally approved. So, that is still grandfathered in.
Okay.
However, hypothetically, if they came and made changes that required a new primary plat, then this would attach.
Okay.
And there are some subdivisions that, Deer Chase's example, that every section, for whatever reason, they've done a primary plat for every new section as well. So for those, then yes, this would attach for sections.
Okay.
But Eagle Glen, this would not, as it currently stands.
So if Deer Chase is right now, it can't get any bigger?
Deer Chase is already built out with a small exception down at the very far south end, about 7 acres or so. That's kind of, it's in progress to be sold to one particular homeowner who wants to have a long driveway down to Business 30. So, but otherwise, yeah, Deer Chase is pretty much built out. So again, this doesn't apply to that, but it was the impetus to get this whole thing to prevent that from happening again.
So you said that would that become a private drive? That the homeowner that is interested in purchasing that, it would be a private drive to Old 30?
Yes, there's property that the developer owns that they are, that is a strip down to business area that they're just going to take, as I understand it, and this is in the works, but as I understand it, they're just looking just to sell the whole thing off to one single owner, and we can't really stop them from that because it's over the threshold of 5 acres that requires planning.
I understand. Okay. Okay, well, I know, and Dan and I know that there's been a lot of debate and meetings and discussions of improving, you know, the things that we've learned from previous layouts to where we know going forward we can make some improvements. And I think, Nathan, you've done a great job introducing that. So this would be for first reading, I believe, correct? So, Dan, you got any comments?
No, like I say, Nathan's done a great job putting this thing together because I know Tom's been, our fire chief's been concerned about this area for a number of years, honestly. And, you know, now that we've, you know, we've got some people making moves on it, so.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we need to, well, you're welcome. But is there a motion to read this by first reading only?
Or title
only? Or by title only?
So moved.
Dan and Jennifer?
Ready?
Yep.
Ordinance 2020-31, an ordinance amending the subdivision ordinance with regards to access and connectivity.
Okay. All in favor of accepting the first reading as presented, raise your right hand.
Or do we need to make a motion to accept that since we just had the reading?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion that we accept that ordinance as presented.
Second.
Dan and Jennifer again.
No.
Okay, now we can vote. All in favor of accepting the recommendation, raise your right hand. Motion carried for those who are present. Okay. Chief, anything for council?
For hiring process, individual is going to do the background check, working on finishing the background check. He's scheduled for his psychological evaluation on the 29th of October. And then if he clears all that, we'll go on to the medical evaluation after that. Dispatch is still collecting applications up till November the 6th. We have 7 or 8 as of earlier today. The squad car is, they have it in the shop and they're working on it. We're still waiting on the camera to come in, but it should be in the next 3 or 4 days. It's a critical part of the installation. That's all I have.
Chip?
I have nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing exciting, I guess.
Don't forget time change next week.
Yes.
Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Just to report the council that we got our new group insurance rates back. And they've went up a slight bit, but because we're having 27 pays this year, next year, I mean, the actual premium out of their paycheck will be less. So we're really excited about that.
Spread it out. Okay. Ted?
Nothing.
Leaving in the morning?
Leaving in the morning.
Okay. Jennifer?
I had something today from ordinance committee, but I don't know. Without Kelly here, I don't know. Whatever. I'll bring it up and then we can probably have to deal with it at the next meeting. But we had a resident who lives on the corner of Collinwood and Whitley Street, and there's no parking sign there in his yard regarding one of our ordinances on parking. But it pertained to it being the high school across the street, and now that it's no longer the high school, he's wondering if those signs could go away and if that ordinance could be changed. So I don't know how we want to do that, probably through Kelly, maybe?
I had talked to him, too, But I told him, well, it's been a month or so ago. I told him at the time the school was still being theirs and everything. But I said, once that school's taken down and we're done with everything there, that we need to go through that whole street. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just his sign.
Right.
Because I think there's others along there.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so that one is from Collinwood to Brownwood, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's got the, like, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., no parking on the west side.
Right.
And then the other one, I don't know if you've changed that or not, but that's for you guys to discuss, is from Collinwood South, like 265 or 64 feet, and right in front of the... on the west side, right in front of where the old secondary lot was, but that kind of goes up a curve and on a hill, so you probably wouldn't change that. But I mean, that's your decision. But that's mainly what he's talking about, is
right.
From Collinwood to Brownwood. There's time limit parking, so nobody could park there during pickup and
yeah.
And then there might be a little bit of no parking between North and Brownwood. That there's no parking
there
because people park there during games and it caused confusion and stuff.
That's why I just thought maybe we need to just do it all. When we do it all, so we don't do that and then come back.
Well, I think there's on North Street too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe just wait until the whole deal has gone through.
Well, I don't know about the whole deal because there's no traffic in there now, but.
Right. I think once we take ownership, I think maybe that's the key word. Once we have ownership to the land, then we can. But again, I would, you know, your suggestion is good to run it by Kelly. He may have some other ideas, but I understand what the residents are saying through there. Mm-hmm. They're just pretty much dead signs right now, but people that don't know that still are afraid to park there. So.
Right.
It's an ordinance, so it's still
right. It's still
a violation. Yeah. So I mean, there's no school operation, so there's nobody that it's not affecting anything. The reasons they were put in.
Do you know any insight of when that scheduled a turnover?
We still haven't done anything, Marcia.
It'll be a while because they still got to do testing before they can even demolish it yet. And I actually don't know the time frame. But I just know it's going to be a while. I mean, I think they're going to start demolishing probably.
So again, that may generate another question. Maybe we can
maybe
do something
December they're going to start,
in an isolated area.
First of December,
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I
went out for bid a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, bid for raising the building, salvage rights,
Okay. Did we help you?
I'm not sure. Well, I've got some things I can do, I guess, in the meantime.
Yeah, I think you ought to just have Kelly go up there and say, which one should we remove?
Yeah, pluck them out of the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whether you should take them out.
And take them off the books.
Well, that's the thing. If they're on the books.
Then we need to address that in an order.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're by law, they're there. But, I mean, if they're not there.
Okay. Still an open topic.
Yeah.
And are you going to mention the other one or?
Not tonight.
Okay. You're going to socialize?
Yes.
Okay.
I have another topic for another time.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Dan?
No, thanks, sir.
All right. Nothing else to come before this board? I'll call the meeting.
Did you understand?
I did.
You don't remember? I had for an hour, Rosie.
That's why she doesn't remember.
That's how important it was.
It was so fascinating.
Yeah.
She dozed off into a dream.
Okay, hold up. We're still active. Yes, Jennifer.
I have one small thing. This Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. is the Little Pumpkins trick-or-treating in downtown Columbia City. They'll be visiting City Hall along with a lot of other local businesses. We encourage social distancing and masks and candy tubes. At my office, for example, we're going to shoot the candy down tubes right into your bag.
There you go.
Dressed up?
Yep.
All right.
I think slingshot's legal.
I was doing that with what do they call them? Remote.
Drones?
Drones. They were dropping candy from the drones.
That's fun.
I did have another thing now that you brought that up. Somebody was asking me if we were going to do the Christmas lighting awards again this year. Because they never seen anything on it last year, so they never decorated. And I said, well, we might need to get that out there sooner.
Yep.
So I don't know.
Yeah, there's no reason why we can't do that, because it doesn't really affect groups of people at all.
No.
And you can kind of control it in and out.
Right.
Head count.
Right.
Maybe you could push Facebook and, yeah. I mean, we can tell the newspaper, but they never give you a
paper. I send them a press release every year about it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay. Call me adjourned.
Worried about it.